make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
No, I never did. I was always afraid of that. But your grease lamp now, my grandmother, she burned them for a long time.
Well, I don't know.
As I can remember. And said she could see better, and I couldn't see her. Hardly.
What was this grease lamp like?
Well, I don't know whether it was a really, I'll tell you, it was something like this. Only didn't look like it was made out of stuff like kind of color this, dark. And it was built up, and then another little something up that they put a little grease in it. The best I remember. And he had given in that rag, would be a rag, you know, she'd twist it.
So you just had a little shallow pan that you'd put the grease in?
No, I believe she had a little something. It wasn't like big as this, but it was built up, you know. And then up in here, she had a little grease, and that other little thing was a little stem of something. That's where she would have the match, you know, strike the match, and you burn that wick. You didn't want that wick down in all down there. It got the... I reckon the grease would come all up, you know, as it burned.
But she burned.
And you call that the grease lamp?
Yes, yes. And she always liked it.
Yeah.
Go all over the place holding that, that little light. But she finally, before she died, she finally got her a lamp.
What did you burn in that lamp?
Huh?
What did you burn in the...
Oil. We've always had coal oil.
Inside the tire of a car, you have the
inner tubes.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time.
Well, I guess
they were going to go fishing
or go swimming, I guess.
Uh-huh. But they have a new boat that they're going to put in the water for the first time. You say that they're fixing to...
Well, I guess if it's rubber, they'd have to blow it up, wouldn't they? Do they?
Yeah.